Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, for that warm and wonderful introduction. Yes, it truly is a blessing to be able to hear your voice as you introduce this show each and every time that I come on these airways. And I want to also reach out and thank the 23,337 people who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, helping make us the number one home-based business show that people are listening to on these airways. I want to also thank the 38 followers, people, other Blog Talk Radio show hosts who are following our broadcast, and the 105 friends that we have on the Blog Talk Network who have become friends and also supporters of this show. Hey, this truly is listener-supported radio, and we thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support, your kindness, and just your sharing and your appreciation of what we do, and we appreciate you. Well, today's show on the Gospel of Working from Home, we're going to talk about the power of positive thinking. Yes, the power of positive thinking. The purpose of this show is to suggest some techniques and give some examples which demonstrate that you do not need to be defeated by anything in life, that you can have peace of mind, improved health, and never ceasing flow of energy. In short, that your life can be full of joy and satisfaction. All you have to do is use the power of positive thinking. Now, I know some people probably, here we go. Yeah, power of positive thinking. See, understand this, people. Life is a faith walk. Life is a faith walk. Do you have faith? Ye of little faith. I mean, hey, it's the gospel of working from home. So, you know, we're gonna, you know, share some spiritual principles and things that helps with understanding the power of positive thinking. And, you know, first we need to understand that life is a faith walk. That, you know, we're walking, you know, as the elders always say, we walk by faith and not by sight. See, so you got to start with that premise right there. Are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? There's a saying that goes like this. Don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. See, that's, again, a positive affirmation in terms of the power of positive thinking. Do you see what you want? Do you really see it? Is it crystal clear in your mind? Because, see, if you can't see it, you can't achieve it. See, if you see hurt, pain, and misery, that's what you're going to achieve. If you see good things happening in your life, if you see yourself living in abundance, that's what you're going to achieve, because your mind is going to work towards manifesting that and making it happen. If you, like I said, if you see misery, sorrow, pain, your mind is going to work so that you can have misery, sorrow, and pain. Your mind, it basically operates from the premise of this. And this comes from Pharaoh Akhenaten. And that's Pharaoh, and it's spelled A-K-H-E-N-A-T-O-N, who put forth this concept long, long time ago about what I'm about to share with you, but some of you think it comes from somewhere else. He taught the philosophy that the kingdom of God is within you, or some people say the kingdom of heaven is within you. Well, most people don't know that this comes from ancient Kemet, or what we refer to, as some people refer to, as ancient Egypt. And this particular pharaoh put this concept together, or shared this spiritual principle or spiritual law, that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is within you. See, so we are the creators of our own destiny, the masters of our own fate. But it's also a faith walk, a walk with the creator, a walk with God. in talking to God, making us, in a book that I'm reading by Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking, making God a partner in your life. Well, God is already a partner in your life, whether you make him one or not. It's just up to you, you know, how you decide you want to deal with that partnership. You know, some of us only call on that partner when we go through trials and tribulations. You know, some of us know that that's a partner that we can call on every day because that partner is with us at all times. Because why? Just read here. The kingdom of God is within you. So if the kingdom of God is within you, that means God is with you all the time. Oh, ain't that dangerous for those of us that are sometimes not doing what we should be doing. See, you know, and God forgives us. But how many times are we going to keep asking for forgiveness? We need to learn our lessons. We go through trials and tribulations in life until we've learned the lesson. Once you've learned the lesson, you pass the test. When you pass the test, then God removes those things from your life. So if there's some pain you're going through right now, obviously there's a lesson that you should be learning from that experience so that you can pass the test and God can remove that from your life. Because what are we? See, what are we? God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life and we all became living souls. That's what we are. We're living souls. We're spiritual beings going through a human existence. And so when we understand that, you know, and that's, you know, my backdrop for getting into this thing of the power of positive thinking. Because, see, we don't get the premise right first in terms of who we are and how, you know, and how we got here, then we just to be lost souls as opposed to living souls. You want to be a living soul, not a lost soul. There's a lot of lost souls out there, people. People who just negative, down, life done beat them up, and everything else is because they're not grounded in their faith walk with God and understanding that the kingdom of God is within them, which means that God is with them at all times. And if he's there with us at all times, he's not going to forsake us. We forsake ourselves. So the power of positive thinking is so important because, see, what we need to do is walk each day in the way of righteousness and you'll get to the place where you're going. This is another positive thought. You got to treat people right. People said, okay, well, here we go. What's this positive? Well, I thought you were going to give me some thoughts. I am. The thought of making sure that you treat people right. There's a spiritual principle that says what goes around comes around. Or the law of karma, cause and effect. And if there's something that you're going through that ain't, you know, the way you think it should be, or, you know, it's causing you some pain in your life, then you got to see what the karma is, what caused it. And, you know, what can you do about it? And then what you can't do about it. Because then, see, because we're dealing with other people and we're dealing with other either living souls or lost souls. And lost souls had the potential of becoming living souls. They are a soul. For some people, they're lost. That's why you hear people sing the song, I was blind, but now I can see. Because they was lost and now they can see because what they did, they changed their thought patterns. They changed the way that they think and the way that they see the world. See, too often people see the world, you know, in a way that causes them to not be mentally healthy. See, before you can get a person to be mentally healthy, they have to be spiritually healthy. And I'm going to share something with you here, a little riddle that you can use. You can put these letters up in your house, and people are going to ask you what they mean, but they also help you focus on it. But it comes from the whole fact that before a person can be mentally healthy, they have to be spiritually healthy. If they're not spiritually healthy, they won't be mentally healthy. Now, when I say spiritually healthy, see, I'm going beyond religion, you know, and because there's a whole lot of religious people who are not mentally healthy because they can quote, you know, verse after verse or the Bible or the Quran or whatever their holy book is. And again, I'm not knocking any religion. Religion is a tool, and if you use the tool wisely, it'll help you be spiritually healthy. And you know, there's spiritual healthiness that one can seek and find, regardless of the religious cover that people use. And so that's why, you know, we are people with many faiths. And through those different faiths, if we actually practice the principles, we'll be spiritually healthy. Too often people recite the philosophy but don't practice the principles. And so they think they got it together religiously-wise, but they're not spiritually healthy, and that also deals with their mental illness or their mental unhealthiness. Because, again, you can't be mentally healthy if you're not spiritually healthy. It's just not going to happen. You're going to be a ball of nerves. That's the problem with the majority of people that are negative out there. They're not spiritually healthy. People that are positive and do positive thinking and deal with positive affirmations, they're working to get that balance, that spiritual healthiness. And as I said before I got into this point, I'm going to give you some letters I want you to write down, and then you can put these up. It can help you also remember what they stand for. You want to write down the letter A, P, R, P, B, W, P, R, A, A. I'm going to repeat that again. And I want you to write these letters down on a piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you what they stand for. And then you can take these letters and you can post them up somewhere in your house or somewhere to help you reflect on them. The letters again are A, P, R, P, B, W, P, R, A, A. Now, what do those letters stand for? They stand for affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. I'll repeat that for you. Affirmative prayers. See, again, as we're talking about this positive thinking, affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. So if affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished, then we know the opposite of that is that negative prayers release powers by which negative results are accomplished. You see why it's so important to think positive? To think in terms of what can be, what should be, what I want to be, as opposed to what's not going to happen, what can't happen, what won't happen. That'll never happen for me. Okay, well, if you say that and you put out there it'll never happen for you, then it won't happen for you because the universe is going to give you back what you put out. Again, I'm going to repeat these letters because you can write these down. And you know, and those of you that got you have people that come in for things that you do. You might have a place of business and you want to create some curiosity. Just put these letters up on a sign or something in your place of business, and somebody's going to ask you, what does that stand for? Again, here are the letters. A, P, R, P, B, W, P, R, A, A. And this is what they stand for. Affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. Repeat it one more time for people, so where people make sure they got it written down. And I'll post it in the chat room, is that affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. Now let's break that down, people, because that's important in terms of this whole piece of positive thinking, and how positive thinking can help you with your accomplishments, whether it's in business or whether it's in your personal development. Is again, as I started off and said, you can't be mentally healthy if you're not spiritually healthy. And so you have to be, as Stevie Wonder said, you got to be praying for the positive. So, you know, your destination is your brightest star. I mean, you got to be, you know, you got to be focusing on, you know, wanting to get positive results out of your life, and so you need to do that. I mean, it's the same for the people, you know, that I know that are Buddhists. Why do they chant? The purpose of the chanting is affirmative prayers to release positive powers by which positive results are accomplished. It's the same thing, you know, too often people get into religious battles. It's the same thing when people say certain prayers over and over in church. I mean, it's another form of chanting, but they won't call it that because they want to try to say the people that are Buddhists are heathen. And again, I believe in religious freedom. See, I don't believe no one religion has all of the answers. And, you know, so, but I'm not going to make this into a religious doctrine show this morning. But I just want you to see the point, because the point is to search for the positive. You search for the good. And when you search for the good, see, then you don't see doctrine anymore. And so if there's good in one doctrine and there's good in another doctrine, embrace the goodness. Okay, the next part I want to go over here, again, comes from ancient Egypt. It's a good book called Stolen Legacy, written by George G.M. James, called Greek Philosophy and Stolen Egyptian Philosophy. Well, in ancient Egypt, or as I refer to as ancient Kemet, that was the land, the place that the people called it, other people ended up calling it Egypt. That's a history lesson for you. But in ancient Kemet, there was this whole training that one had to go through, from becoming a neophyte to becoming a leader and a teacher. And there was 10 steps that people had to go through. And again, you can see how this whole thing of positive thinking is so important, because step number one was you had to learn how to control your thoughts. Now check this out, people. See, this is one of the things I work with and I teach my youth development classes, is the importance of people understanding how to control your thoughts. You have to control what you think. And people say, man, that's hard. See, because if you don't control what you think, see, the next leads which into the next thing is controlling your actions. Your actions are directly related to and a result of your thoughts. That's why, again, affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. And so it's important that you think positive. And I understand it's a battle, because there's so much negative out here in the world that, you know, I go through things that, you know, at times where I just wish I could have one day for 24 hours, not one negative thought into my mind. Because, see, I understand the importance of the mind as a receiving and sending set. And that's why it's important, again, who you associate with. My grandmother used to have a saying, show me your friends and I show you your life. I thought, what you talking about, Grandma? See, the elder wisdom is so powerful. But her saying was, show me your friends and I show you your life. See, because birds of a feather flock together. If your friends is a bunch of negative people, you know, either you're going to disassociate with them or you're going to be negative like them. See, either you're going to be negative like them or you're going to end up teaching them how to be positive. One or the other, but the two ain't going to occupy the same space. So, again, getting back to my point here, though, in terms of ancient Egypt, controlling your thoughts, which led to controlling your actions. See, once you're able to control your thoughts and control your actions, then that leads to you being able to be steadfast with your purpose. See, because you can have a purpose of what you want to accomplish in life, but when you're not controlling your thoughts and you're not controlling your actions, it's going to be hard to hit that purpose. See, I mean, and as a network marketer, you know, when I work with people and we talk about their goals or their why, why are you doing this? You know, and I tell people, I don't want to hear this because I want to make a lot of money. No, well, what are you going to do with the money? I don't know. I just know I want a lot. No, you got to have a why. See, you don't have a why associated with your actions, then what's going to happen is you won't have a driving force to get you through the rough side of life. You know, this, you know, the spiritual song, you know, hey, I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain. Yeah, well, you want to get up, you know, from the other side of the rough side of the mountain. And I got a comment here in the chat room. Usually their negative power is stronger. Usually their negative power is stronger if you're in their environment. Right. If you're in that negative people's environment and you stay in their environment, then, yes, their influence is going to, you know, have a tremendous effect on you. One of the things we do with working with young people who we're working with to get out of the gang culture is the best thing is to take them to another environment, which usually means helping them relocate to somewhere else, because it's hard pressed to want to do something that you don't see within the environment that you live in. You know, conditions create consciousness. The conditions that you now, you have some people that can fight against those conditions, but it's hard. I mean, and you have some people that do come out without that environment subduing them. I think of Warren Dixon, who played NBA basketball. I don't know if Warren is still playing, but he came from University of Maryland, and he lost both of his mother and his father to AIDS as IV drug users. Drug was an abundant thing in the neighborhood he grew up in, but he saw what it did to other people. So what he saw happen and what it did to other people, it caused him not to want to go nowhere near it, where other people would have been, you know, a thing. And so it's, you know, that's just so important to be able to, you know, find the environment that's conducive for your growth and development. A cousin of mine who used to have a problem with cocaine, when he realized that he wanted to deal with, you know, staying clean and being able to stay away from that circle that caused him to have those negative things that he was going through, he said every time his old friends would come around, he'd pull out his Bible and he said when they would run away. So he said, but it kept him from slipping back into that crowd again. So it's important that, you know, again, as we control our thoughts and control our actions, and so that we can move on our purpose. And then as we move on our purpose, it's also important that we identify with a spiritual life of higher ideals. In other words, one of the things that I always focus on, that I'm doing my business, the business that I'm involved in, I'm building my business for the glory of God and let the blessings overflow to the people that it can touch. Because if I do it just for myself, then, you know, then it just becomes selfish. I do what I do so that I can be used to be a blessing to other people, and thus I know by giving I receive and blessings will come back to me. Even though I'm not in it for selfishly receiving blessings, because you give without thinking about receiving, but the law of karma is that if you do good, good's going to come back to you. So, you know, that's so important. Then the next part is making sure that you have a mission in life. And then when you have a mission in life, then you need to identify and hook up with other people who identify with that mission. And again, you say, well, what does all of this have to do with positive thinking? I thought your topic of today was the power of positive thinking. It is. I'm just giving you steps and procedures that will enable you that when you do your thinking, your positive thoughts, and you're thinking of the good that you want to do, and you're thinking, yes, I can, believe it in yourself, is that you also got to put yourself in a situation where the belief pattern, the thought pattern, has the greatest chance of growing and developing. Because if you don't, then you're going to be fighting temptations every day. You know, temptation is going to be like there at you every day, every day, every day, every day. One of the other things we want to talk about is how to break the habit of worrying. You know, worrying is like really a tremendous thing here, because you have people that don't get a lot of sleep, You got all of these people taking all of these. You know, there's more people on prescription drugs than there are on those illegal drugs out there. Not that I'm advocating one over the other. But, you know, they got people that's taking all kind of pills, one to be up, one to be down, because they've developed the habit of worrying about so many things in life. You do not need to be a victim of worry. Reduce it to its simplest form. What is worry? It's simply an unhealthy and destructive mental habit. You were not born with the worry habit. You acquired it. So you acquired the worry habit. And so the thing is, we need to know how to fight this worry habit. And these are some of the things that some people have done who have lived to be over 100 years old. One, you know what I mean? They had to definitely know how to tackle marriage, worried. They kept busy. They used moderation in all things. They ate lightly and simply. They got a great deal of fun out of life. They were early to bed and early to rise. They were free from worry and fear, especially fear of death. They had serene minds and faith in God. So it's important, again, I say, you know, in terms of the Creator, faith in God, because I believe in religious freedom. I don't push one philosophy over the other, because that's why I say, you know, again, I'm spiritual. But you got to have belief and faith that there's a divine, you have a divine connection to what's going on in the universe. And it's when you tap into that divine connection, then all of your positive thoughts, all of your positive thinking, all of your positive affirmations can happen for you, because you're walking with the Creator. See, let the Creator, let God in your life, so that God, the Creator, will become a partner with you, that walks with you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. And then when you have that type of relationship also with your mate, you know, my other half, my wife, you know, we have a very deep spiritual relationship. So when we and put all of that together, then you become more sensitive to things, and you just live different, people. I mean, but it all goes back to those letters I said: A P R P B W P R A A. Affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. You want positive results in your life, you got to have some very, very strong affirmative prayers, and especially if you're in an environment that's not conducive to your well-being. The first thing you got to pray is get out of that environment, and have faith that God can deliver you from that environment, and make sure that, you know, when your opportunity comes, that you don't hold on to things that are not good for you, you know, and that's so important. I've seen people in life hold on to things that weren't good for them because they either were materialistic oriented or other things were going on in their life. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi with the Gospel of Working from Home, the Power of Positive Thinking. And, you know, I hope you got something out of this message this morning. You know, wanted to, you know, just change it up a little this morning and really get into the spiritual and the mental. And, you know, it's important to understand, again, affirmative prayers release powers by which positive results are accomplished. And also that the kingdom of God is within you. God is your partner, whether you choose to partner or not. So you might as well go on and accept it, you know, because that's just part of the whole creation process. And when you walk with that partner, life can become so beautiful. With that in mind, you know how we close out all of our shows with our theme song called It's My Time. Yes, people, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Make it my time in your life so that you can get the positive results that you want through the use of positive thinking and getting those positive affirmation prayers out for the positive results that you want in your life. God bless you, and until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. Hey, it's my time.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me telling me that I can't.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.